So how do we define what nutrition is?
Instead of me defining it, Laura, what I'd like to do is read to you what the Webster Dictionary defines nutrition as.
Sounds like a good start.
The Webster Dictionary definition of nutrition, quote, is the science of food and the process by which the organism ingests, digests, absorbs, transports, utilizes, and excretes food substances. So when we look at nutrition, we have to look at all aspects of nutrition, not just one part. To me, the most important thing in addressing our health is to get to the base cause of all of our health problems. Most of today's remedies and therapies and drugs actually deal with the effects of problems or the symptoms of problems. So when we address nutrition in the body, we have to take several things into consideration. First of all, we have to examine the air we're breathing. Secondly, we have to examine the water we're drinking. And thirdly, we have to examine the foods we're eating. It's important that we drink pure, clean water. It's important that we take time to get out of the cities and go to the beach and breathe some fresh air. And it's important that we examine our foods and select them not by how they taste or if it doesn't outrun us and fits in our mouth, but by the quality of the nutrition that's contained in each food. See, it's time for us to get back to basics. It's time for us to realize that our bodies are living. And in order to maintain that life, in order for that body to regenerate itself, in order for that body to heal itself as it's been designed to do, we have to provide it with the raw materials for it to get its job done. Now, those raw materials come in the form of living whole food nutrients. Each living whole food is full of thousands and thousands and thousands of phytochemicals or phytonutrients, depending on your own definition of that. And they're all designed to work in synergistic harmony with one another to help us regain our health or maintain our health. So until we address this key basic issue, we'll never reach our goal of having perfect health or maintaining perfect health. And so if we narrow our focus now into what is the cause of most of the problems that we're having in the body, we'll find it comes in two places. The lack of nutrients or what I call raw materials so that the body has the ability to repair itself, to regenerate itself, to heal itself. And secondly, and most importantly, is the bacteria imbalance that starts in the colon. Glenn and Laura, what we've been doing today is really building a case. The first step in building our case is to shed light on the fact that there's actually a problem. Because until we admit there's a problem, then we can never do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So that's step one. Step two now is we're going to move into the good news, because there is a solution to all of this. And that's the exciting part. Now, this is where I get excited.